episode of Vulnerability Podcast. The last time I released an episode, it was July 2021. It's been months. I've been seeing a few comments on my social media, Instagram and Twitter, asking when is TV coming back, and I kept replying like very soon because I have been thinking about it. The Vulnerability Podcast has always been that avenue for me to share and just be very clearly human and authentic, and to just share stories. I have in the past had conversations with people, sharing their vulnerable experiences. We talked about grief and breakup and adulting. The very first season saw me and my co-host at that time talk about things like we're just trying to figure out what it means to be adult and navigating adult friendships and money. And we just usually talk about subjects from like a very honest point of view. And so in the last couple of weeks, I have been introspecting a lot. And as I introspect and get insight, I was like, this is a good opportunity to sort of bring up back TVP, right? And I'm recording as a video also because, one, I have a YouTube channel that I can do whatever I want to do with it. But also because the last episode of this, I also recorded a video. The title was The Fragility of New Seasons. And that video got like really good response. So I figured, you know what, maybe TVP can just become a playlist, a series that I do as well on YouTube. So we still have the podcast for my amazing listeners and subscribers on the podcast. But you know, it wouldn't hurt to do a video, so hence why you might be watching, and hence why, I mean, if you're listening, that's the other part of it that you can watch. Anyway, so this first episode, or this episode, I basically just want to talk about three key things I've learned in this season. Like I said, right, the last episode I talked about entering a new season, realizing that, oh, first of all, getting annoying that I was about to unlock a new season, entering a new season and just dealing with all the challenges that it brought, and just the things that I was learning at that particular time. It was still very fresh. I mentioned that one of the key things that unlocked this new season for me was moving continent, but it was also job. There are lots of things that categorized it, but right now what I really want to focus on is kind of just the things I've learned about settling in this new season, like not just accepting that I was there or recognizing I was there, but how have I sort of like settled and the lessons that I've learned. And it's very simple, right? The first one was learning to ask for help. That's probably because when I settled in that yes piece, in 2020 you were thinking that you were about to unlock a new season, and now you are here, and of course new means that you've never experienced it before, and that comes with a lot of excitement, but I also came with its own unique challenges. There were things that I was bringing into it, like understanding that clarity comes in doing, and so I just need to wake up every day and take steps, and this season will begin to make more sense every single day. There were all things like delays not denied, knowing that the season didn't come on my birthday, on my 25th birthday, it didn't come January 1st. It took a couple of months up until April to realize that this was where I was. And so even in this place that I've unlocked and this phase that I am in, I have to keep remembering that the things that I want to see, the things that would make this new season a physical manifestation, will not always happen at the time that I want it to happen. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. It doesn't mean that just because something is delayed, it doesn't mean that the promise will still be here. There are lessons like never forgetting the promise even when things get hard, and just remembering like, you know that this is going to happen, it would happen, like always remember that promise. So knowing all of those things and having those lessons in it right now, the key thing that has helped me is, one, just learning to ask for help, right? I know these things. I wake up every day and I take my steps, and when things don't pan out the way I want, I'm saying it doesn't matter that it didn't just pan out, because it still will eventually. But I should be able to recognize when I need support and be able to ask for help. And that help comes in different forms. It's help from colleagues, it's help from your partner if you're in a relationship, it's help from friends, it's help from a community, it's help from a therapist, a life coach. And ways that I've done it in my own personal experience have been, one, getting back into therapy, two, getting a life coach, even that was an interesting story, and three, just really leaning on a community and knowing that is needed. So I'll break it down, right? One of the biggest things that I dealt with when I first moved was just an intense anxiety, like really intense, especially social anxiety. And I really bought your stuff, but I wasn't sure how to necessarily deal with it. So I you know, more or less went to therapy again. I'm just talking to someone every week, even when I don't have any other issue, even when I'm not dealing with or having experience and social anxiety in the week, just knowing that there's a call that I have that can help me balance, or that is just there to act as a buffer just in case, has been very helpful. And it has helped me recenter every time. It has helped me have some form of accountability. It has also helped me just learn, because there are lots of insights that I'm learning about myself and how I'm dealing with situations in this place that probably would have taken me longer to find if I didn't have someone to call it out and say, hey, what do you think, and how this is what I think you're dealing with, or how you're dealing with it, is that correct? And just have that conversation. So therapy has just really helped with that. We just that research with. But then at some point I started just having lots of questions and concerns even about what I wanted to do with my career. I have that feeling every other now. Yeah, I just feel like usually I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But yeah, so I was just having it again because now I feel like this is a clean slate. I'm in a place where I can be and do anything that I wanted to do. I can reinvent myself in a net, so I can switch careers. This is a great time in my career to be able to do that. And I just wanted to take into consideration all of the options. I really wanted to, because I kept thinking about it over and over again. Like, what are the things that you want to do? What are the kind of opportunities you want to get access to? Especially when people, you know, try to put you all the time, it makes you question. I began to question, okay, what are the reasons for staying? What are the reasons for you want to leave? What do you really want to do after this? And I just realized, you know what? I'm not sure this is one of the things that I can figure out myself. So it wouldn't hurt to get a therapist, to get like, so I tweeted it one day and someone reached out and said, hey, you know what? And what was amazing was that she's the exact picture of what I intended the life coach to be. So it was just amazing that she was like, hey, I'm willing to, you know, work with you on this journey. And our conversations has just really helped me think. It just helped me really investigate my thoughts and make me remember the goals and the vision that I had a year ago, 2 years ago, like the really big clear picture. It's sort of put me in a spot that required me to be very honest with myself about who I am, who I want to be, and kind of career I wanted to build. And it's just been enlightening. And I figured at some point that I would have probably gotten to this point without her. However, I got here this fast. I got this amount of clarity this fast because I had an enablement, because I had help, because I had someone to speak with, to be accountable to, because I had someone to guide me, so I had someone to ask questions and answer me very honestly. And so just being able to ask for this help and know that they are available has just really helped me feel a lot more saner, made me feel a lot more zen that yes, things would work out, things will pan out. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am doing the things I need to do this season to make it what I think it can become, or what has been promised it will become. And that support is just really great. And so that's one of the key things. When you move into a new phase or a new season, when you move into a new place, when you get a new job, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to reach out to people who have either the knowledge, the expertise, experience, or just the wisdom to be able to support you and guide you at that time. Because you can go really far by yourself, but you always go forward faster when you have help. It's just, yeah, two people will do something faster when those two people are great people, two good heads, than one person will. So asking for help has been really helpful to me. Second thing that's been really grand is community. I think one of the first things, one of the feelings that I also really felt outside anxiety when I moved was feelings of isolation. Just like, my friends are not here. I really don't know anybody here. Everything looks strange. Everybody's just, you know, minding their business. And I'm not even an extrovert, but still, it was a problem for me because it just felt like, oh, from somebody who is not extroverted, who has social anxiety, to now be in a place where you don't know a lot of people that you can call your own, that just skyrocketed everything. And so I was feeling very isolated and just, you know, it's not what I want to explain. I was just feeling isolated. And it was much harder for me to comfort in the beginning because I knew that feeling isolation, one of my own pet critical challenges would be, how do I even form a community of new friends? Because I'm not the person who walk into a room and start chatting with everybody who go to a meetup, a party, a big center or attack. It's much harder for me to make friends and connect with people. So it was like, this is how I'm already feeling. But I also have a challenge of anxiety and social anxiety, that it's just, and it just being an introvert that makes it much harder. Therapy helped, but also I had to become much more deliberate about finding it. When you identify a problem, you then have to do the work to fix that problem, and that's what I did. Like, I'm feeling isolated, I need a community, I need friends, I have to be able to do the work to get that. So there was the part of doing the work, but it was just the part that when I did find a community, it just 10x'd the quality of my life and peace and serenity, if that makes sense, that I feel in this season. Because again, you go faster with people, your life is richer with people. So just knowing that there are other people like me who have gone through this, who are going through it at the same time that I'm going through it, we're just trying to figure out who we are in a new place, and there are other people who, you know, have been here for a while, but you know, they are here for me in this season, has just been very helpful. And just being able to create community across different areas of my life, like work and relationships and Nigerians, and just creating communities across different aspects has just been very meaningful to me. So it's very closely related to asking for help, but it's also different. I mean, asking for help and reaching out, sometimes you have to pay for the help, like therapy and coaching, but other times it's just recognizing the need for a community, going like, if you have to push yourself to be more in touch with that community. Because I realized that the community existed, right? There are lots of people here that I might not be best friends with or even very close friends with, but I could be friends with them, and I just needed to reach out. So it's recognizing that maybe you have that already and you just need to be more in tune, and then maximizing and optimizing it. One of the things that I've been very deliberate about this year is just optimizing all my relationships as an adult and actively reaching out to people. I'm literally putting dates on my calendar for when I'm going to meet with this friend and that friend. And even if I have to meet with one person once a month or once a quarter, but at least I know that I'm reaching out to them and saying, hey, I want to hang out with you. I've said, does this day work for you? Put it on my calendar, send them an email, go out, we do this stuff. Next quarter, we do it again. That's just how you build, and that's how just people know that you are there for them and they can be there for you as well. So I've just been much more deliberate and say, hey, yes, this thing's hard for me to do, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And my life is so much richer because I do know now that I do have people that I'm impacting and are impacting me. People that I've reached out to and are reaching back at me, people who, you know, we're just doing this life together, and that just makes it a whole lot of difference. So community, relationships are very important. Find your people, find your friends, find your community, embrace them, be vulnerable, reach out, be very deliberate about it. I think the most important part for me was just deliberacy, knowing that I can imagine and I can wish on and on and on and on that I want to have relationships with certain people, but if I do not become deliberate about it and do the work, it just will never happen. And so I had to become really deliberate, and that's what you have to do as well, right? The very last one was just waking up every single day and just showing up. There's no other hack for it except just trying to always wake up every day and show up. Do the work that you need to do to get through it. Do the work that you need to do to get through it. And on some days has been much harder than other days, but some other days have been much easier than other days. And whatever day it is, I have just resolved that I'm going to wake up, show up, lean on my community, build that community, be deliberate to reach out to people, and when I need it, ask for help. Bring up the topic in therapy, bring up the question in coaching session, or if it's a different type entirely that I don't know yet, if I need a different kind of coaching or help or support, I would ask for it, I would reach out for it, because these are just the things that makes life more wholesome and makes it much easier to deal with. So that's it, guys. That's the update on my season. I'm still learning. I'm much more settled now. I'm much happier now than I was when I recorded that last episode. I'm more in tune with myself. I'm discovering myself. I'm creating myself, not just discovering, because I don't believe in discovering anymore. but I believe in it's kind of both, right? I'm creating the me that I want to be, and that requires putting myself in situations that I've never been before and experiencing things I've never experienced before. And when I experience it, I find out how I feel about it, how it resonates with my spirit, and that influences the action. So in that sense of experiencing and then investigating, it feels like a discovery. But at the end of the day, me just being deliberate about creating who I want to be, and I'm so excited to meet that person. I'm still learning, I'm still getting clarity on who I want that person to be. But every day that I put myself in situations that are new, I'm excited, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm stretching myself, I'm writing a weekly newsletter, and that seems really hard, but I'm doing it, and I'm all settled, and I'm ready to take it on. Someone told me that you don't feel really settled in ACT until after a year. I'm 9 months in, and I totally agree with her. I can't wait for when it's June. I can't wait for when it's December, when it's a 12-month team, or not with 3 years feel like, what with 5 years feel like. Just knowing that 9 months, that has been progress, really good progress. I'm excited for what God's gonna do in me, through me. I'm excited for what I create with myself. I'm excited for who I would become, who I discover, who I experience. I'm excited for my community to keep growing. I'm excited to keep learning and building the muscle, how to communicate, how to reach out to people, how to have conversations. Whenever I go out these days and it was a good time, like, whew, that was exhausting, but I'm glad I did it. It's only so wholesome. So I'm enjoying the effects and the results of that, and I'm just gonna keep doing it. So yeah, it's much more settling, more comfortable asking for help, because I've seen that asking for help has made me get to this level of settlement faster. It's building and being there with my community, and it's just being ready and resolving to show up every single day. That doesn't always make sense, but some days will be better, and I'm walking for, and I'm waking up and showing up because of those days that will be better, just because of these times that just feels wholesome. Anyway, I hope this idea rambled so much, because I feel like I rambled a lot, and I hope you picked something from this as kind of an update. The next episode I'm going to release in is going to be things I'm learning from the book Conversation with God. I started reading that book, and first 20 pages blew my mind. And I'm like, I really want to talk about it. I want to have a conversation about it. I want to talk about it. And so I'm just going to talk and hope that when I do talk and record it, that you guys will talk back at me and you will send me your responses. I will just have a conversation. I haven't read the book. I mean, I'm 20 something. I'm like 30 pages in, actually. But it's already really good insight that I just really want to share. And so maybe we'll have like 2 or 3 episodes of that, depending on how long it takes to read the book, or how much more drawn to sharing I feel after reading the rest of the book. But for now, that's definitely going to be next episode. I can guarantee you that you won't have to wait another 7 to 9 months for another episode. Anyway, guys, this is the Very Meat Podcast. We share human stories, we are vulnerable, and it's just as it is. And sometimes we record videos as well, so people can watch on YouTube. Peace out. I'll see you in the next episode. Mwah.